mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to a man who served his country for decades, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, Brigadier General Benton K. Barton. Helped expose the reality of what happened at Oklahoma City under Lord Clinton. And, again, for decades, he has been exposing the program of what I call the globalists. But, again, he points out that the communists are the ones that came forward with this. But I point out that international banking funding created this. That's one side of the vice grip. And the leftists won't wake up to this until you point out to them that big corporations are for globalism and are for the communist plan. And at that minute, we can deprogram them. If we have this argument in the left-right debate, instead of a freedom versus slavery debate, they never wake up. But I have found that if you show them that the big money that's not free market is behind communism, that this is organized crime, they will wake up. General Parton, can you speak to what I've just said, or do you agree with that?
Well, the program of the Third International calls for the establishment of a global Fed, a global one world bank, one bank, a global bank, a global Fed. It's spelled out in the program.
And you're going to have a tiny elite running that, and so again, what communism says it is publicly is a total fraud.
See, it doesn't really matter what you define communism as.
Yes.
They've laid out a program for transforming the world.
And that program is being followed.
It is being followed. Slavishly.
So what do you want to say to the average leftist who means well, who isn't evil, who's been conned by this? How do you get to them? Because I've been able to get to them.
Have you ever won a political argument with anybody?
Yes.
Very seldom.
I win them all the time, General.
I know you win them all the time over a period of time, but it's a matter of exposing people to information and keep feeding it to them gradually, and it'll finally turn around. But it's very, very difficult to win a political argument because each of you are arguing your own points and not seeing what the other one's saying. Generally, it's very difficult. You don't swing many people in politics. How are you going to turn this thing around? You've got to do it politically. There's no other way. And the biggest problem we have, and the biggest problems we have in this country today, is the good people have abandoned the political process. And you won't find a church out there who doesn't say discourage people from participating in the political process. In fact, I invited an associate pastor to go to a meeting with me one time. It was a political meeting. At the time, I was chairman of the Fairfax County Republican Committee, which is the biggest political organization in the state and in the country at the time. There were two congressional districts. And the pastor, his boss, said, I don't want my people involved in anything outside of the church. Where does he think he's going to sustain his freedom to still run his church?
You're right, but the World Council of Churches set up by the Rockefellers.
That's a front organization.
It is.
They've taken over that organization so many years ago. It doesn't matter. One thing about organizations, they're there to be taken over, or you can organize your own. Let me give you some quotes from Leon Trotsky's book, which is the Bible in terrorism.
Sure.
It was written in 1922 when he was head of the Soviet military. And it was titled In Defense of Terrorism. In Defense of Terrorism. And the basic thesis of that book, from cover to cover, is if you don't support terrorism, you don't support the cause. Just that simple. Let me just pick up. These are direct quotes, little simple, short phrases. I'll give you several of them. He says, crush the enemy. Cut off the heads of traitors. Avenge treachery. Enemies of the New World Order. That's what he calls unity of will, unity of direction, unity of action. He calls us the vulgar class. He says, our savagery toward the bourgeoisie, which display no tendency to resist. No tendency to resist.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to repeat those quotes. Calling it the New World Order, and then who else says New World Order?
This was a book by Trotsky.
Yeah, exactly. Who else says New World Order? And who carries out this exact program? Our conservative leaders with the liberals. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's Fabian Socialist Bernard Shaw in his Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism, 1928. Under socialism, you would not be allowed to be poor. You would be forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, taught, and employed, whether you liked it or not. If it were discovered that you had not the character and industry enough to be worth all this trouble, you might possibly be executed in a kindly manner. Now, again, this is slavery, folks. And here's a Senate report, March 9th, 1933. The United States has been in a state of national emergency. A majority of the people of the United States have had their lives under emergency rule for 40 years. Freedoms and government procedures guaranteed by the Constitution have, in varying degrees, been abridged by laws brought forth by states of national emergency. Senate Report 93-549, 1973. Here's Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, Sir Julian Huxley, first Director General of UNESCO. Even though it is quite true that any radical eugenic policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO, that Bush has signed back onto, to see that the eugenics problem is examined with the greatest care and that the public mind is informed of these issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. Now, why am I reading those quotes? These are ruthless people. And General Parton, I want to get a clear answer from you on this, because this is what a lot of people don't understand. big money, big banks, some of the oldest and richest families in the world were involved in with the seed money for communism. That's admitted. They have been involved bolstering it and supporting it throughout its development, through setting up the UN, through putting communists in charge of it. Can you explain to us this paradigm for people out there that are listening?
Well, the people with money out there, it doesn't mean that they earned that money from a grassroots or a growth capital kind of a way. Many of them have been spoon-fed, just like Cecil Rhodes. He was operating, he did a lot of things all over the world back there and setting up some of the leftist think tanks. But he was operating with Rothschild money. There's no question but the big money out there, and a lot of the industries set up in this country, the multinational corporations set up back there in the first half of this century, many of them were set up to provide the seed basis for this world socialist division of labor way downstream.
So the leftists, the grassroots leftists, I talk to them, they don't get this. But when I'm able to show them elitist own autobiographies where they brag that the big money uses communism to criminally consolidate wealth, I'm able to deprogram them on this point. That's what I'm bringing up to you, General.
Yeah, but you see, some of those people who have that big money, you're not going to be deprogrammed by you because they're part of the system.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about big money people. No, they love it and they understand and hate our guts. I'm talking about the grassroots not being fooled by them anymore.
Well, the grassroots people out there are really not informed about enough of a broad set of things to talk about things we're trying to talk about here in this program, because there's nowhere, no place that they're fed that information. I wasn't fed it, even in the military and all the military schools that I went to and all the education I had. I never surfaced any of this thing except through my own independent studies. The documents are there. The information is there. But it's just off the mainstream press.
Well,
and there's nobody out there. It's just like your guy who wouldn't come on with you today because you've been taking a position that's politically incorrect. And what is politically incorrect is anything that's in contrary to the program of the Third International. What's your basis for identifying something as politically incorrect? Go to the program of the Third International. That's the only basis you really got for it. And it's 100%.
It is. It's what's happening. I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes for everybody that's been patiently holding. But General Parton, you talked about where they're up to now, how they admit they're 3 or 4 years behind schedule. You were reading quotes where the communists said, we will use terrorism to centralize power, to centralize government, so we have levers to take control of. And that's clearly what's happening. Go back into how they use terrorism, and then I want to talk about what their program will look like if they get it in place and how far away we are from that.
Let me quote a few more things from Trotsky's book. And
go back and re-quote that about the New World Order for us.
Well, that was, he calls the enemies of the New World Order. That's just a line. These are little phrases out of the book. He calls it a merciless struggle. It is an, quote, insolent challenge to the balance of forces. You know, therefore, it doesn't make any difference what the balance of power is for military powers in national conflict situations. They can always take terrorism to the people who they want to take it to. It gives their life a purpose. It exploits the flabbiness, rottenness, and helplessness of the middle classes and their parties. I would like to make a reference right here to the Abu Ghraib prison over in Iraq. I don't know anything that is the biggest loss we have ever had over in the Middle East was the exposing and what went on and what was exposed at Abu Ghraib. They not only did what they did in harassing prisoners or abusing prisoners, they photographed it, and then they spread those photographs to the world. Somebody should be hung over that.
Stop. I agree with you, and it's clear now, it's come out, that there were multiple intelligence agencies in there ordering them to do it with the express purpose of releasing it to make America look like the bad cop, so now the UN can come in and play the part of the good
cop. You bet. And anybody who has any knowledge of what you do in this sort of intelligence work out there and debriefing prisoners knew the psychopolitical aspects of that it was done and planned by people who had a lot more sense about the intelligence business and all the psycho-political things than those poor GIs down there. They were directed to do something.
And they admit they were, and the general says, don't blame me, I wasn't even allowed in those wings where these contractors were ordering our troops to do this. But on the bigger picture here, pulling away from this, understand, folks, that, again, CBS released that. The government Army reports admitted it. This was meant, we have Rumsfeld's own P2OG documents where he says, we're going to do stuff to enrage the Arabs so we can escalate a wider war. General?
Let's go on and talk some of these, quote some of these other things here.
Yeah, I know there's a lot you can't get into because of your position, but
it exploits the flabbiness, rottenness, and helplessness of the middle classes and their parties. Are they helpless? Is any major political organization out there really addressing the critical issues, exposing these critical things? No, they're not. They don't even talk about them. He says, there's no other way of breaking the class will of the enemy except the systematic and energetic use of violence. It introduced into the struggle the first degree of savagery. It kills individuals and intimidates thousands. Bolsheviks, making use of red terror, betray the principles of the sacredness of human life. Did we see that in southern Russia just in the last few days? Chechnya?
And by the way, General, I'm sure you're aware, mainstream news is having to report that clearly Putin's people are behind this, just like he blew up the buildings in 99, and that they let their special forces out the back door and are now going to have a show trial of some patsy.
Yeah. Well,
okay, let's talk about that. Putin has a past of this. Can you speak about what you think happened at the school?
I don't know what specifically happened over there. Anything that I would say would be supposition, and I don't care to get in speculation on things like that.
Well, the evidence has now just come out in the last few days that officials, locals, people in the Russian government, the media are saying this was an inside job.
Inside job with respect to Chechnya? With respect to who?
Inside job as Russian intelligence forces staging the event.
I wouldn't be surprised. They do things like that. The Nazis did things like that. It's very easy. Those things are done from the inside to make it look like, you know, that's a one way of maneuvering politically. Just like down in, was it Nicaragua, you know, it was an inside job down there to of the left to get rid of the publisher who was a big leftist down there, Chamorro, and to launch a lot of things in the revolution down there in Colombia. Castro, Del Pino, and one other guy went down and arranged the assassination of the head of the party, liberal party out of power, and blamed it immediately on the conservative government. And they started burning and sacking Bogota. So those guys, they can trigger anything they want to precipitate a reaction. And they can do it from inside. Can do it from outside. They can get somebody to, just like the guy they engaged to do the killing of Dr. Gatton down in Colombia. They immediately killed the guy they got to kill him and drug him around Bogota behind a vehicle. You know, you don't hear much about South Africa now. You don't hear anything about the apartheid in South Africa. And I remember in this gentleman's the article by Barnett. They're talking about South Africa now being a viable country down there and the core values and all this stuff. But South Africa is now headed by a communist. And you know, the War of National Liberation, which is a three-stage thing, you have the long-term preparatory phase, the period of escalating violence, and then in the period of exploitation. You use that country as a base of operation against the next target countries. Well, when Mandela was freed from jail, that was the beginning of the period of escalating violence. And it went up to the time he became president. And in that short period of time, just a few years, there were about 18,000 homicides in South Africa. Remember when they were having all the necklacing?
And Barnett is now calling South Africa the model base for the takeover of Africa.
Sure.
Which meshes with somebody else's plan, and you got a communist in government, and we got the Pentagon saying commies are good.
Now, but look what has happened since Mandela stepped out.
We got a break again. We'll talk about it when we get back, General, then we'll take your call. Stay with us.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, General Parton, again, honored to have you. You were completing a statement you were making when we hit that last break.
Well, I was making a point about South Africa. Again, it was played up, you know, as a model for participating in this New World Order. And I'd indicated earlier, they killed, there were 18,000 homicides during that period of escalating violence. That's when Mandela was, before he became president and after he got out of jail. And that was those 18,000 over about 1, 4, 5 years. Then today, the homicide rate in South Africa is, according to the official police reports in South Africa, is running about 25,000 a year. But the Interpol, the French group, says that the homicide level rate in South Africa today is about 50,000 a year.
And by the way, most of that is racially motivated towards whites, but now the media doesn't talk about it.
Well, it's not mostly race. Most of the people back there before it was black on black violence.
Well, all I've read is that attacks on whites, racially motivated, have escalated.
Well, that's right. But the numbers of people involved here, you know, Buthelezi was head of a big hunk of that country, and he was promised that they would have a separate state. But they reneged on that, and nothing was done about it. So many of those people who are being killed, most of them are black, a large majority.
Yeah, it's horrible what's happening. So they get control, then they escalate violence.
That's right. That's right. It's going far higher than, it has gone up much steeper than many countries in the world. The killing is accelerated a lot. I have sort of a generic chart that shows the level of violence as a function of the stages of the War of National Liberation. And for South Africa, they're way off the chart.
How can the Pentagon be saying then that this is a model country?
Well, is the Pentagon saying that, or is this guy who wrote this report?
Well, I know Barnett is, but a lot of others are saying that. I mean, this map is what's being pushed by a lot of the top brass and people in government.
Well, they've been pushing this expeditionary warfare for a long time. And with the precision-guided weapons and the capabilities you have, you can do a lot of things differently than you used to. My gosh, I think we had 7th Air Force over in Vietnam. If we had a couple of A-10s with that kind of capability, you could probably kill more trucks on the Ho Chi Minh Trail than the whole 7th Air Force. There's been a big revolution in air power with precision-guided weapons.
So looking at the Pentagon's new map, you know, these zones, China, Russia aren't in it. They're our friends now, and a lot of these so-called countries are just that are in the map to be attacked are just countries that aren't part of the New World Order.
Yet. Or some of them are not conforming as some of the powers that be that want them to conform.
Well, I promise.
But don't let anybody kid you. The control of money, a global Fed and a global bank, which is in its cursory stage is really the World Bank and the IMF.
Well, we're now going into the free trade area of the Americas. They're even talking about making Miami or Atlanta the capital, openly merging our Social Security with the entire hemisphere, our governments, our police, and the average American, General Parton, has no idea that's happening.
That's right. And let me just make another little step about Africa. You remember Gaddafi in Libya took some major steps recently, disarmed himself of all his weapons of mass destruction?
Yes.
Remember? Why did he do that? He hopes to become, they're working on establishing the same kind of an African union, like the European Union.
Yeah, he said that. He wants to be their boy.
He wants to become their president.
And now they're telling us Gaddafi's good.
Yeah. But that's the reason. It wasn't to be a good guy and get rid of this weapons of mass destruction. He's playing for greater stakes as head of the black union, the African Union, which.
But I think that's being ignored. I think the globalists are moving to make South Africa the capital.
Never. No, they will not do that. I'll guarantee you they will not make South Africa the capital.
So you think they'll make the capital Libya then?
Well, it'll most probably be in the Muslim world.
Khartoum.
Yeah, or somewhere. Most probably.
All right. I promise you, callers, when we come out of this break, I'm going to go to you quick. Dan and Dave and Mike and Ian and Robert, we're going to go to you quickly. If you got a question or comment for General Benton K. Parton. General, what will life be like underneath the New World Order if they get the whole program through? I mean, if they had their way, what would this planet look like? That's the question when we get back from break. I say a prison planet of complete enslavement and dehumanization. A 1984 world. We'll get General Parton's take on that and then go straight to your calls on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are just some of the websites. And we've reworked and redesigned Infowars.net. It's going to get bigger and better by the day. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Live, my friends. We've been all over the map talking about the globalist program. You can call it the communist program because that's where it came from, but it's clearly funded by the big criminal banks that are not free market and want you to be their slaves. We're talking to General Benton K. Parton. General, what will this program look like if it succeeds? If they got their way globally, what would life be like under it, and what's the time frame?
It's totalitarianism. And what's totalitarianism? You have no freedoms except what somebody gives you. And what's the time frame? You know, I think this is one thing that discourages a lot of people who think everything's going to happen tomorrow, and it isn't. If you look at the things that I spelled out back there, the sequence of things they still have to go from this world commonwealth of independent states to this globalism, interdependence, the withering away of the state and regional governments, to this ultimate, what they call New World Order, this world without nations, nationalities, and borders. But, you know, the United States is set and primed and cocked right now to have a major, if we have a major expansion of the terrorist effort in this country. You have the presidential directives back there going back to Nixon, I guess, to break down this country into regional governments, bypassing the states, which sort of conforms with that last stage of things. Remember,
by the way,
this global hierarchy of regional government.
By the way, Putin's going to the same color coding and going to the same 10 regional governors.
10 regional governments?
Yeah. He announced that 2 days ago.
Yeah. But, see, they can talk about it and do all kinds of things out there to make it sound wonderful and convert, to just get you and the people to accept what they're moving toward. And that's
the New World Order. How can Mr. Barnett get up on C-SPAN in front of the Pentagon's brass and say, the Pentagon's wrong, some of you still won't listen, China's our friend, they're not a threat? I mean, how, when they're threatening to nuke us on a monthly basis, how can he get away with that?
Well, why does he get invited over there? Why did he get invited? Let me ask you another question. I'll respond to your question with another question. For the last several years, you've had the head of the House Armed Services Committee, Portugas, head of the House, not Armed Services Committee, but the House Intelligence Committee, sitting in the catbird seat to oversee the intelligence organization in this country. If there's anybody out there who has been in a position to force a reform and the bad things in the intelligence community, it's that guy. And now he's being put up and recommended to be the new chief of the CIA.
Because he did a good job keeping the bad system in place.
I don't know. But I say if anybody was sitting in a position to reform things and saw the problems, he was over the last several years in that position as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
All right, let's go to calls. Let's talk to Dan in Mass. You're on the air. Thank you for holding patiently.
Hi again. I just called yesterday. I salute you, General Parton. I'm really happy for what you're doing, and I wish there were more like you out there, military, ex-military, people that were willing to risk quite a bit to get the truth out. I think it's great. I think you're an American hero. Alex, I was wondering if you could give me about 4 minutes to recite Patrick Henry's speech, Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death.
You know, I've read that on air before. We don't have 4 minutes. You want to read the last two paragraphs?
Oh, sure. The whole thing's really good. It's really pertinent. Okay, I'm gonna. Could I do that then?
The last two paragraphs.
I will do that. Thank you, sir. Okay. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed, and when a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature has placed in our power. Millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Okay, thank you. We've got to be fair to the other callers. We're going to go to other callers here in a second. I would just add to that if they take over, if they set up the police state, if they start the roundups, we'll have to obviously physically fight. We're trying to avert that, and at this point right now, that's exactly what the New World Order crowd wants, is violence. They want us to move and to create a smokescreen for their takeover. General Parton?
Well, you know, Waco and Ruby Ridge generated the militia movement in this country. And in the bombing of Oklahoma, it destroyed the organized effort and the militia out there for the simple reason when they bombed Oklahoma, They had McVeigh as a patsy in the operation, and he was labeled as a militia guy, which he never was. And so that really disbanded the militia crowd out there. So you've got to win this fight in the political process. It's just like the Minutemen, their operations they were fighting after they had already lost, way back 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's it.
You've got to win in the political process, and the American people can do it now, but they have to take back the political process at the grassroots. Not at the top, at the grassroots, and then you can determine what the top is.
Yeah, we've got to create our force in the local area with the indigenous population, so if we do lose this battle, and if they do capture us, then we have to move into the Minuteman scenario.
Well, if you do it right, you wouldn't ever have to.
Exactly. Let's go ahead, and we're trying to avert that, folks. But if it does happen, we're going to win, and we're not going to stop. And everybody knows that. And you know that too, globalists, don't you? That's why you want our guns so bad, you pieces of filth. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Illinois. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, General Parton. Thanks for your ongoing service to the country, and yours too, Alex. I just want to make a quick statement. I wish they'd used the big old microwave oven protester cookers, the active denial system, to maybe try and detonate some of those improvised explosive devices in Iraq. You know, save the poor commuting soldiers. But they probably won't do that because they want their martyrs. But I see Abu Ghraib just going to stir up Iran. All kinds of things like that. Talking about Africa, I see that as social engineering, in the Sudan. They've already got money in the Department of Defense allocated for the Sudan, and they're just dragging their heels, so they can get their genocide going, so they can come in as the big hero. And my only question to the general would be, do you see anything related to the compassionate communism they're trying to bring in with the United States Joint Forces Command.
Let me stop you right there. Those are a lot of questions, a lot of good points. Bush calls himself in his campaign in 2000 a communitarian. 15-year-old dictionary said the one who believes in communist systems of government. Now it doesn't say that. It's just one that believes in community. Can you comment on that? I think that's where he was going with the compassionate communism thing.
Well, I have a definition that I use. It came out of the dictionary and back in the 50s and 60s, and it says, in 12 words, communitarian is one who believes in or is a member of a communist society. And this is changing the meaning of words. The new definition in Webster's is still 12 words, but it just calls it a partially, I had the thing in front of me a while ago, it's disappeared. But you can go to your present dictionary and look it up. Doesn't say anything like the dictionary of 20, 30 years ago. And let me make another point quickly, and point you ought to make every time you have an opportunity. This business of church and state separation, you don't hear anybody really bring it up for that. The separation of church and state is in all three of the Soviet Union constitutions. All three of them call for the separation of church and state, the separation of church and school, and the right of all citizens and the government to conduct anti-religious propaganda. That's where separation of church and state comes from.
And to explain it, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and then the press and assembly and all that.
Well,
so the government isn't supposed to be involved in religion, not that we're not supposed to be free to be involved in the government with our religion.
Well, they want to establish an atheistic world out there, and they're trying to use that phony thing which came out of the Soviet Constitution and interpret it as our American Constitution as containing that, and it isn't at all.
Okay, next up, Mike in Arizona. You're on the air. Mike, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. General Parton.
Yes, sir.
General, as Alex mentioned earlier, we know that Jacob Schiff, when he worked for Kuhn Loeb, basically acting as a front man for the Rothschilds, probably financed the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. Who is financing this movement today?
The big financiers and what's going on today?
Mm-hmm.
Drug trade is one of the big sources. Criminalism is another big source. Just plain organized crime out there.
I mean, is this
the communist world moved to take over and train people in Eastern Europe many years ago to either go out and liquidate or take over all the mafia organizations in the world to control.
Yeah, the New World Order is a society of organized criminals working for a world government to cage us and feed on us at their leisure.
Is it fair to say that this is headquartered in the City of London?
No, is everything... Hey, let me just ask you that. Where is the headquarters of Christianity in the world today?
I don't think there is one.
But they're all working out the same book, aren't they?
Well, presumably.
Presumably to a major extent.
Yeah.
Just like everybody in the communist world is operating off the 28 program, still today.
So very distributed then. And
sure. It's distributed, but yet it has its masters also.
Well, it's almost become reflex. Then it gets put under other names and other policies and other think tanks and other movements, but it's all the same handbook, basically plagiarized under other names.
It's like Marion Barry here is the mayor of Washington for a long time, and he just won in his district, so apparently he's going to be back on the board in the District of Washington. But he changed his middle name, is now Myron S. Berry, many, many years ago when he was back to the street revolutionary, to Myron S. Berry, and S. was for Shalepin, and Shalepin at the time was the chief theoretician of the Communist Party in Russia.
General, one last question. Have you written anything recently, or are you planning anything to kind of help wake up the public?
Well, I've been doing a lot of talk shows on this subject, and I am working on some things, too.
Well, General Parton, I would like to invite you to write a 10-page, 50-page report, 100-page if you want, 500 if you want, and we'll post it on Infowars.com. We have millions of readers, conservatively.
I'll try to do that.
All right. Appreciate it.
Let me make one quick comment about when we went into Iraq. I was attending a fairly large group here in Washington trying to save the U.S. Patent Office. And I made the comment to that group the day we marched into Iraq. And I said, "You look at the press downstream. I'm predicting right now that we are stepping into a trap." And I say this for one reason. At that time, you had Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, and Egypt. All countries surrounding where you were going. And every one of them were Soviet client states. Every one of them. Egypt was the first country to transition by what the communist world calls a block within strategy. Remember, they had King Farouk on the throne. They got rid of him and put in Nasser. That process was called the block within strategy. And the communist world adopted that at the Party Congress in 1960 to be applied everywhere that strategy fit. And it has been applied to many countries since.
How does Israel play into this?
You got another hour or two? Look, there isn't a country out there that doesn't have some involvement in this, or doesn't have some penetration in this, or
well, that's
organizations
what I said, yeah.
And people who are organizing it. Look, they've been going for, what, 75 years? Longer than that, really. But all of those countries surrounding Iraq were client states. So I said Egypt was the first one to go by the block within strategy. Iraq was the second one to go by block within strategy. And Iraq was a secular country headed by it, but it was still a dictatorship.
Let's take another call. Let's talk to Ian in Canada. You're on the air with General Parton. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. General Parton, those quotes from Trotsky could have come out of Mein Kampf, but there are three things that concern me. Number one, a couple of weeks ago, the Iranian defense minister described the forces of the U.S. in the Middle East and Iraq specifically as hostages of the Iranians. Secondly, you've got a stage conflict being created right now between the Georgian Republic and the Russian Republic, which is consistent with the Soviet global war doctrine. And you've got a program of domestic terrorism in the Soviet Union or Russia, the Russian Republic right now, being run by the Internal Security Network, theoretically, and Alex believes that's the case. Stanislav Dunyev, one of the highest-ranking intelligence officers from the Soviet Union, warned in his book, In the Eye of the Enemy, that this is precisely what we would see preliminary to a comprehensive Chinese-Russian strategic attack on the West, of course targeted on the continental U.S. Could it be more imminent than we think?
I believe they're going to use sandbags and use the political and the terror angle, General.
The communist world has always moved very conservatively. How many times have you seen them really fail and fall flat on their face? Not too often. They move very conservatively. They feel very, very sure and confident. And let me make a comparison to the United States.
Let me stop you real quick. Don't they only fail when a general like MacArthur refuses orders and does what he wants?
They've succeeded then, eventually.
Well, they only got half of it. They weren't going to get it all. Go ahead, General.
Yeah, they didn't. Well, Chiang Kai-shek in China, when we were moving into Korea, he said, we welcome the United States into Southeast Asia. We will get them in, and we will keep them forever, and we will cut off their fingers one at a time. We've been there over 50 years, haven't
we? All right.
These things have long-term strategic purposes, long-term strategic interests. So we have had groups tied down in Korea all this time. Nothing was resolved.
We got a break. According to Mr. Barnett, they're our friends.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, in a nutshell, the organized crime syndicates, the central banks, over 100 years ago, financed a system to con serfs back into feudalism. And so while our government actually propped up communism, it would also build up its own police state in the name of countering it. Now they've shifted to the next phase of merging our governments and our militaries together. And all these leftists out there can't figure that out. They think they're fighting the big banks and fighting the evil rich men with the black top hats, you know, as they jokingly say. But in truth, they work for them. because those guys are criminals and aren't for a free market. Okay? And General Parton, we got loaded phones here, but I'm just going to go to the last few we're holding first, Robert and maybe John. I'm sorry to all the others. But just briefly, all the time I see news articles where KGB, or now the FSB, is advising the FBI and domestic police departments. Former KGB chiefs are over helping with Homeland Security. I mean, this is unheard of. It sounds crazy, but now it's mainstream, General.
Well, if you accept the idea that communism is dead, why not? If you accept the idea that the Soviet Union is now a peaceful country with no objectives, why not?
But how did our police and FBI and military go this far that they're openly learning all the horrible tactics of the communist Russians?
Well, there are a lot of good people in the FBI, but they have the same problem you have in other organizations in government. If you don't stay politically correct in what you're saying, you don't go anywhere. You don't get up. And there are a lot of good people in the government. I remember my wife picked me up at the Pentagon one Saturday night after midnight, and she was sitting there in the car looking as I walked up to the car, and she said, there's a light here and another light over there. And she said, you know, I bet there's not a single light on in any of those rooms. There's somebody up there isn't really on our side or their side fighting, working overtime. And I'm not sure what she was right about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got people like Barnett in there chastising the military. You guys haven't got it. China's our friend. Russia's our friend. You haven't got it.
You know, I remember back in the time of Sputnik, I was in the Ballistic Research Laboratories at the time, and they had this little small program, the civilian program, looking to put a satellite in orbit. And General Medeiros down in Huntsville, Alabama, had a three-stage device ready to put in orbit 18 months ahead of the Russians. 18 months. And Maxwell Taylor called him and said, I'm holding you personally responsible to assure that the third stage of that device is inactive. We can't scoop the Vanguard program. And the Russians went ahead and put Sputnik up 18 months ahead of the United States.
And our government always caught arming them with the latest technologies. But Robert in Illinois. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, good to be back on. I want to thank you and General Parton, just like the other callers did, because without you, I think we'd already be in the FEMA detention centers. A couple quick things. When I lead people to your website, I just plant seeds and I ask rhetorical questions, Socratic method. I get them finding the conflicts and, you know, what the media presents to them and so forth. And then I, afterwards, over a daily and weekly basis, I ask them for feedback to try to get a sense of what they're walking away with out of your website. And I wanted to make a suggestion for whatever it's worth. You talk about the gun control works, the mass murders, I'll agree. If you could bring in the Rothschilds and a greater emphasis on the Rothschilds, like where you have the pictures of Stalin, Hitler, and Mao, if you could bring in that the Rothschilds have been at the top of it all, on the basic approach that when one puts together a puzzle that's 1,000 pieces, it's easier generally if you can get all the outside pieces that have a straight edge or a square edge, and if they can see that the Rothschilds are at the top, that can clear up a lot of the confusion.
Okay, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. Sorry to all the other people that tried to call. Be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. General Parton, thank you so much for coming on. Any closing comments?
Well, my pleasure. Next time you have this gentleman on, I'd be happy to debate him.
Well, I'd like to have Mr. Barnett on to debate us, but he's very upset when I talk to him. I wonder why he's so upset, General.
Yeah. Well, let me encourage all your listeners out there that they have to get involved in the political process at the grassroots level and take this country back. You can't take the top back until you take the bottom down back.
Exactly. All right, take care. God bless you all. Defeat the New World Order.